들어봐. 아니, 나 그냥 베이지 넘버 가지래.
아, 이게 베이스 넘버. 베이스 넘버 537이지.
537
오렌지.
아야. 네, 가상 어저 전주 무슨 거야? 나타 단다 뒤 뒤는 저러 저런 도도 지랍다. 담보 마시 진지 진소세 저러 어디라 펴셔. 제 가제래. 니마 제 17레 제 가제래.
17 세븐틴이라고 하시나요?
17 좋아.
미치듯 라고 하시나요?
오케이, 리차드. Now you translate, okay?
Yes, 누구지?
Okay. So now we'll start from the day 17. The first practice, it talks about the understanding the old of the sentient beings as your mother. So generally, when you practice the bodhicitta, before practicing bodhicitta, there are the few steps to practice the bodhicitta. So that's why the first step is what we call the understanding the old of the sentient beings as your mother. So the first step is that we talks about understanding the all of the sentient beings as a mother is that point that what we have to practice is that whenever you see the animals, whoever you sees, you have to meditate and you have to think that that person or that animal have done your mother in your past life. Because our past life also have a limitless of the past life. That person or that others also have a limitless of the past life. So in the somehow, in some time, they have done our mother. So this is the practice that the generally, so it's sometimes very helpful. In the one occasion, I was traveling from the monastery to the city, Bangalore city, while I was on the train. That's a quite long back. So I was just asked the person who sell the tea in the train. I just asked him that when we are going to reach the city. That person who was selling the tea gave me the very harsh answer, very harsh way, very harsh manner. So then what happened is that a few moments when I feel very I'm in the very unpleasant because of the he's the attitude way of the he's the answering very harsh way. But at that moments later I just started to think and practice that person is just like my father. He have done that my father is my past life. While thinking that it really changed my attitude toward that person. Yeah, so what happened? So that's why he talks about generally the practice of recognizing all of the sentient beings as a mother. Whenever you see the animals, whenever you see the persons, that should be the ideal in the meditate when you meditate. When you meditate or when you think, you have to think that they have done your mother in your past life. They have done. So that is the first step. Yeah, so now in this paragraph, now it talks about the you can see the one sentence of the Dharmakirti when the someone has the reborn for his breathings and organs. Can you see that? Yeah, hello,
Which page, Bajay? Which
yeah,
page?
Dharmakirti word. Yeah, can you see the Dharmakirti word? When someone's been reborn.
On which page, Bajay?
Just in oh sorry the day 17 and day 7 the first course understanding all the sentient beings of your mother no the that the section number 337
Yes, Mujay.
Can you see that now you can see the Dharmakirti word yeah. So when you see the Dharmakirti word, Dharmakirti, it talks about, yeah, Dharmakirti, it's talking about how the Richard, did you find that word, Dharmakirti word?
I find in the English book, but
Yeah,
I'm
English book, yeah,
looking
I'm
for.
talking, yeah, that's right. When someone has the reborn, he's breathing organs in the mind and not in, it depends on its own class, yeah. So this is talking the very important points is about the existence of the past and the future life. Because when we think about the sentient beings that have done the mothers in our past life, we have to understand how there is the past life. Yeah, so that's an important point that we have to understand that because that's why he talked that when the humans are born, when a humans are born, most thing is that the mind, how does the mind comes from, where it comes from? This is the one question always remains. So yeah, that's why the Dhammakirti want to prove that the mind comes from the past life mind. Mind can keep the only continuation. Yeah. So this is the one practice. That's the important thing is that the, now when you practice this, you have to think that the, all of the sentient beings have done your mother in the past life, done your mother, done your mother. But this is, don't, you should not confuse that the, when we talks about the, all the sentient beings have done your mother, it does not mean that the all sentient beings are your mother. Okay, your brother cannot be your mother, but they have done your mother in your past life. So that's why we should be the grateful for them. Yeah, so now the thing is that when you meditate, now in the first step, when you're practicing the bodhicitta, the first step, you can say the first step is that, that you have to understand the all of the sentient beings of your mother. That means you have to meditate, think that every sentient beings and try to meditate that they have done your mother. Try to see them as your mother, because they have done your mother in your past life. But if in case some people, they feel that are not strong, maybe affection towards the mother, when they have lost the mother at a very young age or what like that, then they can see the all of the sentient beings, their own father, a brother, or aunt, or, okay. Hmm. Okay, so that you have to do, okay. Hmm. Okay, so now the, okay. So now you will see that on that, then on this chapter they have explanation. So maybe that you can read and not that difficult this explanation. Mm. Yeah. So this is the first step. It talks about it. You know? Mm. The main reason is that look like when you see the others, they have done your mothers in your past life, because your past life's numbers are limitless. The others, the past life numbers are limitless. So that's why it, somehow, any case, they have done the our mother in past life. Mm, okay. So now there is one very interesting story. Can you just maybe in the that it was the first meditate the how your mother. Can you see that the, on the page number 524, my book 524, the last paragraph. After then, last one, first meditate how your mother of the this life been your mother many times in your previous rebirth.
Yes, Mujer, I see the paragraph.
Yeah. So now it talks about after that paragraph, it actually now there is one very interesting story that it talks about here. Actually, it talks about that the, how the sentient beings have done our mother in the past life. Only the Buddhas know. Sometimes we don't know that very clearly. Yeah. So that's why now you can see under that story now in, can you read that book, the chapter, the first meditate how your mother in this life and your mother many times over the previous rebirth. The meditate on how your father had been your mother to you. Then fall the friends and the dear ones. Can you read that paragraph? Okay. So now here you can see that. Now here that he talks about the one story. Actually, story is how it goes is that you can read the sentence, no? He eats his father's flesh and hits his mother. Enemy, he kills it on the knee. The wife owns the husband's bones. Samsara can be such a farce. Yeah. So it is a story is something like that. That story is now you see that there is a one very famous practitioner called the Minghatrido.
Lawrence.
This is it. And the Sikh Upala Varana Rive.
Larry Nusi.
Kalagdo, but Namkil Kalagre.
Lingha Shak Nusi.
I see. Okay, now story of the dad. Okay. Mm-hmm. Mm. So that was the master was passing through the one village. Then when he was passing through the one village, he saw the one mother carrying the baby on the hand and eating the fish. When he saw them, the mother eating the fish, and there is one dog coming nearby that mother, because the dog want to eat the fish. And the mother hit the stick on the dog. So then the master just looked with the clairvoyance power, tried to see the what the past like. Then he found it out that the, what the mother's eating the fish was actually the past life was her own father. The dog was her own mother who born in the dog. when she's carrying the baby on her hands, actually their family, one enemy whom they killed, their parents have killed them. And he was born as a child for that John is shadow of their mother. So that's why that's why he said that he eats his father's flesh and hit his mother. Actually, that was eating the fish. That fish is a past life was her own father, and hitting the mother means that dog nearby coming to eat the fish that she used to hit with the stick. So that's why the hitting the mother. So the child she was carrying on her lap as the animal was born as a her child. Then wife from her husband bones meant that now that sometimes she throw the bone of the fish to the dog. Then dog used to eat the bone of the fish. So that's why he said the wife grows the her husband bones. Yeah. So that it was quite clear that. So that's why it's saying it was mainly is trying to explain that sometimes when we see any of the beings, sometimes we will not able to know that their past life. When the person Lamasa who are having the strong, very clear clairvoyance, they can see that clear, through that clairvoyance that what is their past life. So that with saying that means it's saying that every sentient beings have done our mothers in our past life. So that's why we have to recognize that, we have to see that. So that is the first step of the meditating. The bodhicitta, recognizing the all sentient beings as a mother. Okay, so this is now the second step. You can see the second step, the practice of remembering their kindness. So now we have to remember the kindness of the whole of the sentient beings. Remembering the kindness means that we have to think that when they have done to our mother, they have been very kind towards us. When they have done to our father or brother or whatever in our past life, they have done a very kind toward us. That we have the second step of the practice in bodhicitta, okay? Remembering the kindness. Okay. So that is something that important things. Again, the important thing is that remembering the kindness, when you look at a person whom you really dislike, person whom you dislike, now you have to meditate, think that they have done your past life, they have done your mother. And also when they have done your mother in the past life, they have really done a very kindness to you. So that's why you're trying to remember the kindness. So not only your person whom you dislike, try to remember the kindness of the whole of the sentient beings, because they have done our mother and they have done very kind at the time of when they were our mothers in past life. Okay, so this is the second step. Okay, remembering the kindness. Okay.
Và bước thứ hai trong phương pháp phát tâm bồ đề là nhớ lại lòng từ ái của tất cả chúng sinh.
As you can see in the liberation of palm, the remembering the kindness of the whole of the sentient beings. So remember the kindness when the person like a very unrelated person. If you look at a very unrelated person, but you can meditate on the remembering their kindness. Maybe they have not done very kindness to you in this life, but they have done so kind to you in the past life when they was your mother, they have done a very kind to you. Okay, this is the second step. Now in the paragraph, you can read the explanations. I think they have given lots of explanation. Now in the third course, you can see the repaying their kindness. Okay, now you can see that in the third course, you can see in the liberation palm, you and the other always have a ground of the suffering. So now this is the third point. Now you have to think that, and you have to repay the kindness of all of the sentient beings. So this is something like it talks about every sentient. Now you can see the first you and the others always the ground of the suffering. Suffering of those sentient beings all equal. And so it talks about all of the sentient beings have the suffering. So all of the sentient beings have the suffering, and that suffering is a very equal suffering. Because when you are having the suffering and when others are having the suffering, always we feel that our suffering is heavier than the others' suffering. So that's why here it talks about every sentient being, the sufferings are equal. Suffering is this equal. Suffering equals means that everyone is a suffering. Everyone sent the suffering, but it's a very equal suffering. When you look at a person who have lost the one leg, and if you look at a person who have lost the two legs, but the person who have lost the one legs, person who have the one leg, or the person who have lost the two legs, but the person who that are suffering for them, it's a very equal. But the person who lose the two legs, they will feel like the person who lost the one leg has the suffering is a much easier and a much less. But in the reality, how they feel is the feeling of the suffering is quite same. There's no difference. Yeah, maybe two or three years back, certainly I had one back pain while I was sleeping. Back pain, maybe 15 to 20 minutes. Very severe back pain. I don't know the reason why. Once I'm having that back pain, really, I felt like a really very heavy suffering. That's the way of our thinking totally will be changed. I feel that's a very heavy suffering, but luckily it went just after 15 minutes. It just went. That pain of the 15 minutes really give me the very good lessons to how we perceive, how we look at the suffering. We feel that is one of the severe, the suffering. Feels that suffering is such a very big suffering. So that's why it told that everyone when they were suffering, they all looks at their own suffering, their own problem as a very heavy and a very big. So that's why it's talking about a third course, repairing the kindness. So what we have to do is that now we have to think, when we think about any sentient beings or any humans or the animals, what we have the third step, we have to meditate that now we have to repay their kindness. So they've done a very kind towards and in our past life or this life or whatever, okay? Sometimes human minds are very strange that sometimes that when you one moment of the dislike, one moment of the very hatred and the angers, that will let us forget the old their kindness. So that's why the kindness sometimes the when the our hatreds and the anger, sometimes it will even the person who is very kind towards you, but when you generate the anger or the dislike or something like the negative emotion to that person, suddenly that moment you will forget the whole that person have done the what kind towards you. When I was a kid, when studying the one of the story, the story about the expedition, the expedition who discovered the first time the South Pole, I think South or North Pole, yeah, who discovered the North or South Pole. I don't remember that exactly, but they who discovered that pole, yeah. So it's a story is about that then the person who are going to expedition for the that South or North Pole, they used to have the dog cart, no? They used the dog cart. When he was approaching quite near from the South Pole, what happened is that the supply is getting less and less. So remaining the lot of the dogs. So then he will kill the dogs who pull the carts. Then he will eat that. That's in the story of the person who discovered the South Pole. So I was quite a kid. I was so, I felt so distressed with the knowing that really that the dog have done very kind toward that person, pulling the dog carts. And finally they killed and all the expectation, the people who do that expectation eat the dogs, start to kill the dog and eat the dog. Because they are carrying, that these dogs are pulling the dog carts and now the supplies are getting less and less, they have less thing to eat. Sometimes the human's like mind is really sometimes it goes very strange way. So that's why here is that here it talks about the how we have to think the kindness of the repaying the kindness of the sentient beings. Okay. Now you can see that So now the one you repaying the kindness means the how to repay the kindness of the whole of the sentient beings. Because right now the whole of sentient beings having the suffering. So best way the repairing is the thinking, the taking the suffering of the whole of sentient beings, giving your own happiness to the whole of the sentient beings. That is the right now the best way, right now the at moments that the repaying the kindness of the whole of the sentient beings. So that is called the giving and taking practice. Now you can see that in the letter to the disciple, no? Like kinsman standeth in the samsara ocean. Can you see that? Letter to the disciple. This really talks about the really the whole of the sentient beings have a suffering, but the different form of the suffering. Maybe someone might have a suffering of the hunger, someone might have a suffering of the thirsty, someone might have a suffering of the losing someone might have the suffering of the not getting the what they wish, different form of the suffering they're having. But bottom line is everyone have a suffering and some difficulties. But among the things that the worst suffering is, I think the suffering of the hunger is the worst. Because this is the worst suffering for the human to the animals. Because even the animals like a tiger, they never kills the deer. Only they kills when they are hungry. Because they cannot bear that suffering. No? One time, one tiger and the one rabbit came to the coffee shop. So everyone got very surprised when the tiger and the rabbit came together in the coffee shop. Everyone gets surprised. Then the restaurant the person who takes the orders came towards the tiger and the rabbit and asked them what you would like to order. So then the rabbit told, "I would like to have the coffee and the two donuts." And the person who takes the orders and asks that your friend tiger like to eat. Then the rabbit laughed. And the rabbit laughed and said that my friend tiger is a fool. He don't want to eat anything. He's a fool. So that's why I'm with him. I'm with him to come to the coffee shop. It is not a fool. He already had me before. Yeah. So that's why the suffering. So I'm talking about suffering. So that's why here it talks about so repairing the kindness of sentient beings. Here talks about the whole of the sentient beings have the different sufferings. So that's why how we have to think is that we will repay the kindness. Repairing the kindness of the sentient being is try to help the sentient beings. There are many different ways of helping the sentient beings as your limit when you try to help the sentient beings. That is the one way of the repairing the kindness of the sentient beings. Okay, so now this is the fourth step, and now you are meditating on the love that comes from the force of the attraction. No? Fourth step. So now here that when you meditate, you have to try to meditate all of the sentient beings, see them as a very happy face, or try to see them as a very, try to see them as a very affectionate way. So it talks about whenever you see your mother. So when you see your mother, you will see the mother is a very strong affection towards her. So like that, what we have to do is we try to see the whole of the sentient beings through our strong affection. And also wish that may all the sentient beings may have the happiness. So at this point, when you meditate, what you have to meditate is that you have to visualize or you have to think that may I will bring the happiness to all of the sentient beings. That you have to meditate on this fourth step. You have to meditate that I will bring the happiness to all of the sentient beings. So that is the way how we have to think that may I will bring the whole of the sentient happiness to the whole of the sentient beings. That also then that this on the fourth step, when you meditate, try to see the whole of the sentient beings, all the sentient beings with a very affectionate way. Try to see that and also try to visualize that the may all of the sentient beings may gain the happiness. Also, you have to yourself, you need to do the one commitment that you will bring the happiness to all of the sentient beings. This practice teaches us to get how to generate the more courage. Hello.
Yes, Rinpoche.
Can you hear me?
Yeah, now I can hear you, Rinpoche.
It's better?
Yeah, it's much better.
Sorry, the connection has some problem, sorry. So I don't know, some happened to connection, yeah. Sorry for that, yeah. Okay, so we are talking about?
We are talking about the fourth step, which is meditating on a love that comes from the force of attraction.
Yeah. So maybe love, force of attraction. Yeah, that is the force of attraction means mainly to meditating, the thinking, the happiness for the whole of the sentient beings. Yeah. Yeah, so this is mainly talks about the thinking. It talks about the thinking. Yeah, so sorry that I don't know, I could not open the video. Okay, there's something programs. I'm trying. Hello,
Yes,
is that?
Mujer.
Yeah, I'm
Yes,
trying to
Mujer.
turn on the video, but I cannot turn on the video.
Mujer, I think it's better to not turn on the video because the connection is quite not good, Mujer.
Okay, yeah. Okay, you can tell them, yeah. But I don't know the even the video, yeah, camera is not getting turned on, yeah. Okay, so can you hear me now?
Yes, Mujer, I can hear you.
Okay, now on the fourth step, what we are meditating. Okay, the fourth step is we are meditating mainly on the fourth step, fourth of fifth is it? Fourth, no? Fourth and the fifth is different. Is fourth is the that the meditating on the meditating on that cause from the attraction, no? Force of the attraction. Then the fifth cases we have the practice the great compassion, fourth and fifth. Great compassion practicing mean the thinking, the not compassion toward not only the one sentient beings, thinking the benefiting the whole sentient beings or the whole of the sentient beings, whole sentient beings, yeah. And so that is the difference, the fifth and fourth. But
Đó là
fourth and the fifth, yeah, fourth is thinking just for the thinking the happiness or the benefit bring the happiness to the whole of the sentient beings. The fifth great compassion is thinking that take the whole the suffering of the whole of the sentient beings. Yeah, that's a difference, fourth and fifth. Yeah. Yeah. So that's why now the in the when you're meditating now when you meditate it's fourth and fifth. That's the main important thing is that this time to meditating the giving and taking. So giving and taking mostly you know that, no? So just visualizing the whole of the sentient beings. When you inhale the breath, think that the taking the suffering of the whole of the sentient beings yourself. When you exhale the breath, think that you are giving your own happiness to the whole of the sentient beings. So now when you inhale the breath, when you meditated, when you inhale the breath, what you have to do is that the thing the all of the sentient beings suffering form of the black light which enters into you, okay? And then when you, also you can think that when you visualize that your own happiness form of the white lights going to all the sentient beings, yeah. Yeah, that's what you have to do. Yeah, this meditation. So when you think, when you have to visualize, what you have to visualize, you have to visualize that taking the all of the sentient beings suffering in the form of the black light, which goes into you, and when the form of the and the white light, the happiness form of the white light, which goes toward the whole of the sentient beings. Normally, I think you all know that, not practice that. Yeah, that is the one important. Yeah, that is the one important point. Yeah. Now, because the important point is mainly is thinking. Now, on this meditation point, what you have to do, the two things are important. First thing is the generating the compassion. To generate the compassion, you can just visualize the whole of the sentient beings and the thing that the may these all sentient beings may come out of the suffering. And the fifth point, when you're meditating, the love comes from the force of the attraction. From that, you have to generate the love means.
Hello, Rinpoche.
Hello.
Hello, Rinpoche.
Can you hear me?
Yes, Rinpoche, I can hear you.
Sorry, the line was little bit disconnected. Yeah. Okay, so on this point, so third and sorry, the fourth and the fifth point, what you have to meditate is that the thinking the whole of the sentient beings. And especially the thinking, the all the sentient beings are giving and taking meditation. Okay, when you meditate, think that you are taking the suffering of all the sentient beings. Sometimes it might be very difficult to think the whole of the sentient beings. Then you can start with the thinking the your close ones and dear one. So then, but what you have to do is that you just visualize with your close one. Then slowly you can visualize with your family, then your neighbors. Then slowly you can start with the visualizing the whole of the sentient beings. Then you think visualize that the taking the suffering of the whole of the sentient beings. Yeah. Yeah. So when you're thinking the taking the suffering of the whole of the sentient beings, the whole of the sentient beings suffering form of the black light. You just which is the form of the black light where you inhale the breath, think that it's black light goes from the your left nostril. Black light which enters from the your left nostril, and while enters in your body, you have to visualize that the suffering of the whole of sentient beings, when enters in your body, it hit onto the your negative emotions, all of the your negative emotions, that light hits onto your negative emotion which resides in your center of the body, and it destroyed the all of the that negative emotions. When you exhale the breath, when you exhale the breath, what you have to think is that you are the own happiness, form of the white light which comes from the right nostril and which dissolves in the whole of the sentient beings. Yeah, then when you practice and visualize, just think that the whole of the sentient beings and or the suffering or the your dear one suffering or the whole of the the whole of your family or the whoever suffering, when you inhale the breath, think that they are suffering is a form of the black light which enters into your left nostril. When you inhale the breath, think that enters from your left nostril and which went straight into your center of your body and hit upon all the negative emotion, your all negative thoughts, all your the affliction, and destroyed all your negative emotion. When you exhale the breath, think that your own happiness, form of the white light, which goes out of your right nostril and dissolves to the whole of the sentient beings. So this is the now the how you have the practice, and there's a fourth and fifth points. Fourth and fifth round. Now the fifth one is the importance of the great compassion. Great compassion means a compassion toward the whole of the sentient beings, or the compassion that is not depends on the compassion, not descend on the conditions. Sometimes we generate the compassion depends on the condition. So that we have to generate the compassion unconditionally. When we generate the compassion, that means that we have to generate the compassion toward the every of the sentient beings. Sentient beings, when you generate the compassion, after the generate the compassion, then you have to practice the inhaling the breathing, that taking the suffering of the dead person, of the animal. When you exhale the breathing, that you are giving your own happiness to that person. Yeah, these kind of the some kinds of like a very sending the very positive thoughts, also the very strong positive energy that's sending to other sentient beings, that may help them. And the how it helps is a totally different question. Especially if you look at our life, sometimes the karma, how it works, is a very difficult to explain. Sometimes the good things happens in our life with the not with the one condition, they will have a separate conditions. So one condition to another condition to lead to another condition, then at last it will bring the good result. So sometimes it's with the one small condition, if we lose that, that good result will not come. Yeah. So this is small condition. So the every condition, the small condition will bring the another small condition. That small condition bring the another small condition. Then the at last this condition, finally it will bring the good result. How this comes, the small conditions? Because it says that because of the some of the really prayers and the positive karmas, all they will create is all these small conditions. So there is one poem in the English. That's a very sweet poem. It's saying that the horse nail, no? Horse nail. Usually they hit the nail on the horse feet. Losing of the one horse nail lost the kingdom. There's one poem. Losing of the one small horse nail, the king lost the kingdom. There's one poem. How it goes like that? There is a one person that there is a one soldier. He have to go and give the one message to the one message. So message and what happened is that he have to hit the nail on the horse feet. Because if they don't need hit the nail on the horse feet, the horse cannot run. So that is something like a story, no? Mm-hmm. Yeah. What happened is a very interesting thing is that the soldier have lost the one nail, the horse nail, to hit the horse nail. So that way that the horse cannot run on the time. Yeah. Then the horse cannot run on the time. When the horse cannot run on the time, he cannot pass the message on the time. So what happened is that what happened is that after the it lose that, no, so soldier cannot on go on time. When the soldier cannot reach on the soldier cannot pass the message on the time, then the general in the war could not get the message. When the general didn't get the message on the time, the army the enemy attacked and they lost the war. So when after the losing the war, they lost the kingdom. So that's a story, is something like the very simple. What talks about the story that it's a very simple. The point is that of losing the horse nail, the messenger, the horse cannot run. Once the horse cannot run, the messenger could not pass the message to the general. When the messenger could not pass the message to the general lose the war. When the general lose the war, they lost the whole the kingdom. But this is the very like as one simple point. But it's talking about every small condition. It's very connected with all the conditions. So that's why it talks about generally, it talks about how it talks. So that's why in the life, so the good result have that depends on the many conditions. One conditions will leads for the other conditions. So that's why the one where the meditating or the giving and taking, that creates a lot of the good conditions, small conditions. That good condition will bring the one of the good results. So good result cannot come by the one single condition. One small good condition will bring the another good condition. Then will be the good result. So this is the how the in the reality how the universe moves. Hello.
Yes, Rinpoche.
Yeah, sorry. Again, the line was disconnected.
Thầy xin lỗi đạo tràng là bên mạng bên thầy lại vừa bị ngắt kết nối.
Okay. Now can you hear me?
Yes, Rinpoche.
Okay. Can you? Yeah. Okay. See me, no?
Yeah, I can see you, Ramiji.
Very good. Okay. So maybe what will we do is that, okay? Today, maybe I'll stop here. So this week, you just go on the practicing, okay? Just go on the practicing that what I told right now, the giving and taking from the first course to the second course and third course and fourth course, all just practice that, okay? And also, while you practice that maybe good thing is that not just only visualizing the whole of the sentient beings, just try to visualize the whole your family and the neighbors and even with the person whom you dislike and think they are the targeting or that they are negative points of this person whom you dislike. Yeah. Okay. So today we will do that. Okay. So we'll stop here today. Okay. Okay. Today we'll stop here and. Okay, so maybe today, this week, you just practice what I told, okay? Just practice that, okay? For first to the second, so first to the fifth, no? Then giving and the taking, okay? This you practice, okay? Okay, so before that, maybe I'll say the small prayer. So prayer, maybe I will just recite some parts of the prayer of the Nagarjuna prayer. So the Nagarjuna, basically it's the Nagarjuna prayer. So this is just for we just say the Bodhisattva was, the wishes or something like that, yeah?
Pardon, Rinpoche?
This is something like a prayer of the Bodhisattva wishes. Okay. So maybe this is generally it's prayer for the may the all of the sentient beings get liberated from the suffering, may all of the sentient beings get the happiness, some sort of like this prayer, okay? So I'm saying this prayer, you meditate on the compassion of the giving and taking or the whatever you do meditation, okay? Just close your eyes and meditate, okay? You all while I'm saying this prayer. But if you want to meditate, can meditate with the opening the eyes also fine, okay? If you can meditate with the opening eye also fine, okay? But it will better if you can meditate with the closing the eye, okay? Generally meditate the what I talk today's the topics, okay? So I will read this prayer, okay? Okay, now you only meditate, okay? While I'm saying this prayer, you pray and meditate, okay? Okay. Thank you very much, okay? Thank you, and God bless.